Item number three, a resolution by Supervisor Wyshon requesting the Environmental Protection Agency to audit the eligibility of a $27.56 million federal Clean Water Fund loan for the construction of the Ryan Creek Interceptor Project.
Supervisor Wyshon?
Thank you, Chairman. Colleagues, what you have before you is actually a pretty simple resolution. It is Milwaukee County urging the EPA to follow through with an audit of the Ryan Creek Interceptor project. What is currently taking place right now is the EPA's internal office of Inspector General is currently reviewing the Ryan Creek Interceptor project. And then what they do is then they make a recommendation to the EPA administration on whether or not an audit or deeper formal investigation should take place. So what this does is put us out there saying that we would support an audit of this project to make sure it adheres to the Clean Water Fund guidelines. And I just wanted to, you know, call your attention to lines 62 there, the be it resolved clause. We urge them to consider the audit, that we are not conducting the audit. It's not our audit department. It is a request that the EPA audit this project. And I'd be glad to take any questions. Thank you.
Questions by committee. Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to make a motion that we lay this item over to the call of the chair. And I brought some information to pass out to my colleagues. It's an article that had appeared in the Franklin Now paper that the title is Sewer Interceptors Use of Loan Funds as Clean as Can Be. And also attached to that are two copies of two letters that the EPA sent to homeowners out there, basically indicating that they had reviewed the situation in Franklin and found there to be no problems with it whatsoever, and their letters indicate that it's ultimately it's a local decision and they're not going to get involved. So I think, you know, I can appreciate the supervisor's passion for this issue that he's had, but it appears that the EPA has already chosen they're not going to do anything, and carrying this on any further is just kind of an exercise in futility.
Supervisor Wyshon?
Thank you. Going to that, it really is strange, the article that popped up in the Franklin Now, because it's actually an old reference, because the reporter was writing an article about a November letter that was sent by, I believe it's 25 property owners in Franklin to the EPA. What the EPA did, what a staff person at the EPA did, and I have their letter with me here, was a so-called informal review. And what they did was a staff person from the Chicago office called our Wisconsin DNR and talked to a staff person at the Wisconsin DNR and then reported back, yes, I think they followed all the guidelines. But the fact is the Inspector General's Office of the EPA is conducting a review and has not determined whether or not a full investigation or audit is warranted at this time. So to say that this is all somehow all tidied up and cleaned up is erroneous and is totally false. The fact is the resolution before you urges the EPA to audit this project. Whether some staff person has a different opinion at the EPA or if the Wisconsin DNR has a different opinion, that is, you know, not relative to this. The fact is, when you look at the guidelines for the DNR and for the Clean Water Fund, it says public sanitary sewer mains, interceptors, and individual systems that exclusively serve development not in existence as of the date of application are ineligible to receive clean water money. That's their stated guidelines. Now, does anybody, why I think it's important that this committee really has the education to weigh in on this, because you heard the testimony from the City of Franklin officials where they passed out a map that showed all of the development that was going to occur because of this interceptor. And to think that we are somehow within the guidelines of this is just ridiculous. And that's why we should urge the EPA to fully audit this. And I'll tell you, what is really important is this project, the sewer is being built. Yeah, it's going to be there. It's done. The $41 million is going to be spent. But the reason why I'm pursuing this is that we have to make it clear that you have to follow the guidelines, because if the Wisconsin DNR is going to look the other way, what stops them in the future to look the other way and say, you know what, we're not going to spend that money to fix the Milwaukee sewers. We're going to do that sewer project in Fond du Lac. We're going to do that sewer project in La Crosse and some other development around the state. Everybody knows the amazing anti-Milwaukee bias that is occurring around the state of Wisconsin. And to think that if we allow this precedent to be set, that we're not going to follow the guidelines, we will never get another dime for sewers in Milwaukee in a long time to come. And so that's why I think it's very important that we go out there and we encourage the EPA to audit this program so that we can say, if it's within the guidelines, fine. We will live with that, and we will pay for the sewer. But if it is outside the guidelines, we will not allow this practice to continue. It is very important that we put that marker out there now, because once you open that door, they will say, guess what? You really don't need to fix those sewers in Milwaukee, and we're going to do that subdivision up in the Fox Valley, or we're going to do that subdivision in Madison or someplace else. That let's stick to the issue, which is we are encouraging, urging the EPA to audit this program, because their internal office has not yet made a determination, and nobody has. Thank you.
Supervisor Sanfilippo.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd just like to point out for the record that this letter is dated December 27th, and it comes from the United States Environmental Protection Agency. The first bullet point does clearly say that the WDNR has determined that the project is eligible for a Clean Water State Revolving Fund loan for the revised project cost of approximately $18 million. And finally, the last paragraph states, we understand that this project is controversial. WDNR has stated that they have followed the necessary procedures and rules before determining that this project is eligible for the CWSR fund loan. Whether the City of Franklin proceeds with this project and obtains the necessary financing, be it a CWSFR loan or another source, it is ultimately a local decision. The EPA is clearly saying that they've looked this over, it's passed the smell test, no pun intended with the sewer project, and that they're not going to do anything about it. So, you know, we continue to keep harping on this project, on this issue, and it's a settled deal. This is coming from the EPA themselves. This isn't just some low-level staffer throwing out their own personal opinion. It's on EPA letterhead. It comes from the EPA. They said it's fine with them.
We have a motion by Supervisor Sanfilippo to lay over to the call of the chair. Are there any further questions? On that motion, please call the roll.
Supervisors Haas?
Aye.
Cesars?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
No.
Jurczyk?
Aye.
Sanfilippo?
Aye.
Harris?
No.
Mr. Chair?
No.
4 ayes, 3 noes.
Thank you
very much. Item number 4.